Okay, Sandy, tell us what happened.
Well, basically, the BC Liberal leader, the Premier Christy Clark, went to North Vancouver for a couple of events. She had a press conference at some plant, and then right afterwards, she accompanied her North Shore candidates to a grocery store. I don't exactly know what they're really doing. I suppose they're doing a performance to show how relatable she is to everyday voters.
To the people?
I guess so. Or else, why would you show up to a
Okay.
grocery store, right? And
Yeah, okay.
there was this one middle-aged woman. She introduced herself to be Linda, and then she basically said, "Hi, my name is Linda. I'll never vote for you because," and then Christy Clark cut her off right when she said because, and then she basically said, "You know what? I'm glad that I'm glad that you're not, because we live in a democracy." Turned her back to Linda and then just walked away. And
Okay.
there's a lot of cameras
So,
ca who that caught that too, by the way.
okay. So it's very viral now on Twitter and Facebook, right?
Very viral, and all the mainstream media outlets are covering it, and they have commentaries on it. Like, it still hasn't really stopped. And basically, the negative coverage that was unintended never really stopped since that point.
Okay, so I'm actually Googling right now. I think what she said is that that's why you don't have to, and this is why we live in democracy, right?
Yeah,
So
exactly.
let's assess the situation. Was it really a bad answer, literally? How do you feel? Is it really that bad? Let's not talking about the physical movement, etc. We can talk about this later.
Well, I think it is not that good for a couple of reasons. One, because of the cameras. Two, because of all the potential like liabilities going on in the public sphere with the BC Liberals, the baggage, right? I mean, the least that they could do is be more empathetic. Like, at least they would have more of a chance to continue governing. But it looks like Christy Clark has lost her composure all of a sudden in that situation, and then just walked away.
Probably I agree with you that it was a bad performance. Like, she's a politician. Politicians are performers. Like, be real. And the situation is that if it's a private situation, or it's like it's if there was no camera around, no cameras were around, then probably her response was kind of natural. Because, I mean, if you go to grocery stores and people tell you that, okay, I'll never vote for you, what are you going to do? To save your time, you just, okay, thank you very much and move on. Or if you're knocking on the doors, the responders told you that, okay, this family, we never vote for you. Usually you just say, okay, thank you very much, and you move on. You don't really try to come back and persuade them, right? That's most people don't, most politicians don't do that, no matter which party you're from, because it's a matter of efficiency. However, the situation is that there were cameras around, which means you are not really trying to persuade Linda, but you are trying to persuade people who's watching the video or who's watching TV through Linda. That was a huge mistake for Clark.
Yeah, and I think the camera part, like with the camera part in play, she actually needs to show that she's gonna work for everybody regardless of who they're gonna vote for, right?
Yeah, Even though that's probably not true for
Probably
any
not, but at least
politician,
they would
but
need to
probably
show the
not true for any
appearance, right?
politician. Yeah. At least you need to make people feel that way. That's your job. That's a part of your job. And it's funny that because I think Christy Clark is usually at least not a bad performer. He is good. She is good. Sorry about that. She is good at campaigning in general. That's my sense of her in the past, or just based on my own experience. But that one really, it was really below her average performance, I have to say. And the other question is that, could this I Am Linda be the moment for the election? Because we know that every election for last year's US election probably was Hillary's email issue. I remember in 1992. I can remember in 1992 because I was too young, but I studied history that in 1992, the awkward performance Bush Senior had during the debate was the moment. And also in 2004, the shooting incident was the moment for the Taiwan presidential election. So could this be the moment for this election deciding the fate, of the BC Liberals and the BC NDP?
Well, it very well could be. Now, mind you, they actually didn't have a good 7 to 10 days prior to that already. Going from the first debate, Christy Clark's performance to, or lack of, to Mike DeJong's like press conference before the first debate that ended up with reporters like really going after them aggressively for misrepresentations on their platform and what and positions and whatnot. Basically, the reporters were accusing Mike DeJong of like just spreading alternative facts in that press conference. So, and this on the internet, it could very well accelerate that pace. Now, I think that this election would
Yeah,
be
because
a
I think for the first debate, she didn't do well. She didn't do well. And the second debate, she did better than the first one. We are not talking about fact here. We are just talking about,
performance, right?
performance. Yeah. But there was no knockout punch in the second debate for anyone. So there was no clear, like, obvious winner in that election. And now we have this clip going on internet. So yeah, I still feel it's too early to say, because nowadays it seems like every election is not predictable.
Yeah, like her performance or lack of, like during the debates was kind of surprising, combining with this incident as a professional campaigner. And I mean, she did recover a bit in the second debate in such a way that is essentially a tie, but in both of the debates, she looked really dependent on the notes in front of her, and that actually doesn't really bring a whole lot of good impressions as well, given that she's the incumbent premier. Now, in terms of the election, I think it's going to be a matter of the turnout, like the quality of the turnout operations between the parties, especially in the districts where it could
I
go
know.
to anybody, and the vote splitting
So so
dynamics with the Green Party in some places.
so is North Vancouver in trouble for the BC Liberals? Why is she going so deep into that riding? Or was it just a routine event there? I don't really know. And I think she's also going around in Burnaby area as well, right? So if North Vancouver flips, that's a very dangerous signal for the Liberals.
Well, I can't really tell for sure, but the demographic changes in the past, like close to a decade, that definitely doesn't favor them in terms of the new people moving into those like apartment development complexes. And plus, there's also a general mood, electoral mood. Like incidents such as this may motivate more of the non-liberal voters to come out and vote. So that's not in their favor either.
Now we are recording this. This is a Friday, which there are about 11 days left for the campaign. Am I correct? 11
Essentially.
days left. And I mean, me personally, I can't really tell who's going to win, and I don't want to make a prediction at this moment. I think this election is really about Christy Clark. It's really about people's tolerance of her, like how badly people want her to leave, to go, rather than how good John Horgan is. I mean, probably John Horgan is not as that important at this moment.
Probably not. I think they missed the boat already of being important.
Yeah, so but I do see somebody like let's go back to like to the first debate, second debate, all the key messages from the BC Liberals so far is these messages are okay, right now the economy is the best in Canada compared to other province areas in this country. And we are going back to a good track, and BC voters, British Columbians, should keep voting for the BC Liberals in order to, you know, just keep going since we are already on right direction. That's kind of like the key message here. And Clark, Miss Clark, is always putting a smiley face in front of the camera, right? That's like the tone, and that's these are like the key messages. And I think the problem is that the strategic logic here, at least to me, I feel it's not working, at least in Metro Vancouver area, because people don't really compare themselves to those people living in Nova Scotia or Ontario, Alberta. They just care about their own life, right? If they don't feel, I mean, no matter what the number tells them, if they don't feel that economy is doing good and I'm benefiting from it right now, then they probably don't like the fact that you're smiling all the time and telling me that everything is being so good.
Yeah, 'cause that kind of tells others that you're either out of touch or you're delusional or you're lying, right?
It could be true that the economy is not bad, right? It could be true. It depends on, you know, which industry you work for or which area you live in this province. It really depends on your own personal situation. If you look at the number is not is okay. It's at least it's fine, but the number doesn't really tell the distribution of the wealth as well, and it doesn't really assess the you know the structural situation of this province of this economy. Because even though the economy is looking good temporarily, if the structural is not healthy, maybe in the long run, we are not going anywhere. So there are many different factors going on at this moment. I mean, alternatively, can she just, I mean, let's imagine if she stops smiling too much, just be serious and just tell the people that, okay, there is a housing crisis going on, and the situation is not that great. I admit that. But, you know, it takes time for the policies, for the strategies we've already made to flourish. So we are the strategic decisions are correct. I'm telling you why these decisions are correct, and you guys still should vote for me. Is this better than just smiling all the time?
Well, I think so. At least it shows that you're not out of touch with the electorate, and you flip the risk onto your opposition in this case.
Yeah, in this case, then it's really about, okay, Hogan, where's your beef, and what's in your platform, and this is my platform, and these are my policies, these are your policies, and why this party's policies are better than the other parties. Right now, it's really she's putting all the attention to herself, and if it's going to be a referendum on herself rather than a competition between two different platforms, I think she's in a very dangerous position.
I mean, if their campaign continues to put focus on how awesome they are rather than being a competition of having the best platform out of the three, then they could very well be digging their own graves.
Yeah, but it's still hard to say so far. I guess there's still more than a week, 11 days to win this election, and anything can happen. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen next week. I can feel that it's going to be it's going to be more interesting next week. We don't know. We just don't know. And also, we don't know like how many young people are going to show up, right?
Yeah, especially the timing, because with the college students, they're probably not going to be in normal sessions anymore during that time. Which means, how many are they going to show up anyway, right?
Yeah, I think it's timing of like either they are just start their new semester in the summer, right? The summer semesters, or they are heading back to some of them are going back to where they originally from, like China or like some other countries, or they are going on vacation. So we don't really know how many of them are still here in British Columbia, and we also don't know how many seniors gonna come out and vote as well. And look at the polls. We don't really know. But there's one more thing before we finish this podcast. I read through, not like I did a random thing. I just go to Miss Clark's Twitter page, and I go to Mr. Hogan's Twitter page. I compare the likes they have. Average, I think Miss Clark has about like 20-ish, 30-ish likes, and Mr. Hogan has about like on average like 50-ish likes per tweet. So I don't know if that tells something. Or I mean, of course, these clicks can always be volunteers' effort or like operative effort.
Or if you're rich enough, you could just hire bots or helpers in the Philippines to do
true.
That,
that's
right?
You never know. It's really a marketing game. It's really a marketing game. But yeah, I don't know how many young people are going to show up. I tend to feel that young people are more pro-NDP. And also, we don't know what's the mood outside of the Metro Vancouver area. I think especially like the suburban area, like inside of Metro Vancouver, but on the suburban, I think these ridings might be the key ridings to look for, look at.
So are you talking about places like Maple Ridge, or are you talking about places like Prince George or Kamloops?
Maple Ridge, like even Surrey. Right? So these areas can be essential. I don't know, it's just funny, like different age groups, you live in different neighborhoods and or you live in different cultural community or immigration communities. It's really we live in different worlds. We live in different worlds. So it's really hard to assess. We can only take a guess. So yeah, maybe you do one more next week. Depends on how many people really listen to us.
Yeah, nobody, for sure.
You know. Yeah, okay, that's it for now.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.